This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In a shock move, French President Emmanuel Macron said he would dissolve Parliament on Sunday and call for new legislative elections later this month after he was trounced in European elections by Marine Le Pen's far-right party.
Après avoir procédé aux consultations prévues,
Macron said the results were a disaster for his government and one he could not pretend to ignore. It's a high-risk political gamble less than 2 months before Paris hosts the Olympics. He said lower house elections would be called on June 30th with a second round on July 7th. The day after Israel rescued four hostages, Israeli War Cabinet centrist member Benny Gantz resigned on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move does not immediately pose a threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who still controls a majority coalition in Parliament. But the Israeli leader will now become more heavily reliant on his far-right allies to stay in power. Gantz had previously said he would leave the government by June the 8th if Netanyahu did not formulate a new plan for post-war Gaza. The popular former military chief joined Netanyahu's government shortly after October the 7th in a show of unity. His presence also boosted Israel's credibility with its international partners. Gantz has good working relations with U.S. officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill Biden stopped at an American cemetery in France on Sunday that former President Donald Trump declined to visit in 2018, drawing widespread criticism at the time.
The idea that we were able to avoid being engaged in major battles in Europe is just not realistic. That's why it's so important that we continue to have the alliances we have.